Atisendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza siseWashington DC. Walamukela kustudio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 15 kuMbimbitho 2019 ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, abasakhulayo batshele umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ukuthi uhlelo lwezifundo olutsho i-curriculum alusoze lusebenze kuhle ngoba lufuna ukusetshenziswa ngobulembu be-inthanethi.
Hayi, uhlelo lolu ngiyalibonga kakhulu ngoba uhlelo lolu lwenze ukuthi ama-youth avela around Zimbabwe abuye lapha eHarare sangane sibonisane sibili ukuthi ama-ideas esinawo le msebenzi esiyenzayo kathesi singayibumba njani ukuthi ihambe phambili.
Umomo uqhubeka umubi ezibhedlela, odokotela besehluleka ukusebenza ngokusilela kwempahla yokusebenzisa kuselatshwa abadinga uncedo lwesiphangiphangi kuphela. Izulu elilolaka elibangelwe liyezi eliphiwa igama lokuthi Cyclone Idai seliqalile ukudala umonakalo eZimbabwe ngemva kokubulala abantu abedlula ikhulu lamachumi amahlanwe eMozambique laseMalawi. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kuwona lo msakazo. Abasakhulayo batshele umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ukuthi uhlelo lwezifundo i-curriculum alusoze lusebenze kuhle ngoba lufuna ukusetshenziswa ngobulembu be-internet obungafinyelelekiliyo lula emaphandleni. Baveze lokho emhlanganweni obuqoqwe lugatsha lukahulumende olubona ngendaba zabatsha lezemidlalo oluthiwa yi-National Youth Indaba olwenziwe phansi kwendikimba ethi Our Future Now. Ramangwana Retu Tainasi, ikusasa lethu limanje ogqitshwe namuhla. Umnangagwa utshele abatsha labo abedlula amakhulu amabili ukuthi udaba lwamagagasi obulembu be-internet buyalungisiswa kulandela ukusungulwa kwentambo ezithwala amagagasi lo okwenziwe edolobheni le-Beitbridge ngolwesithathu. Emhlanganweni lo bekulomongameli Mnangagwa, umphathintambo obona ngendaba zemali uMnumzana Mthuli Ncube kanye lomphathintambo obona ngezabatsha kanye lezemidlalo unkosikazi Kestri Conventry. Phambilini komhlangano lo, uConventry wazise ukuthi abatsha bonke banxusiwe kungakhathalekile ukuthi basekela liphi ibandla. Ukuze sizwe okuningi ngalomhlangano lohlelo lolu, uMike Hove weStudio 7 uxoxe noMnumzana Tondera Ishoko ongomunye wabatsha obesemhlanganweni.
Hayi, uhlelo lolu ngiyalibonga kakhulu ngoba uhlelo lolu lwenze ukuthi ama-youth avela around Zimbabwe abuye lapha eHarare sangane sibonisane sibili ukuthi ama-ideas ethu esinawo le msebenzi esiyenzayo kathesi singayibumba njani ukuthi ihambe phambili. Njalo sithole ithuba lokuthi sikhulume lo minister wethu owe-youth, sathola ithuba lokukhuluma lo minister we-finance sitshela ukuthi thina izikhalazo zethu zinengathi lokuthola i-finance.
Tholela ushilo wathi u-minister of finance uMnumzana Mthuli Ncube ubekhona. Uthintile na indaba yokutholakala kwemali yokunikeza abosomabhizimusi abangabantu abasakhulayo?
Okay, ngiyathaba ngokukhuluma ukuthi silapha e-youth indaba, i-Empowerment Bank ikhona lapha and yona i-Empowerment Bank ibifundisa ama-youth ukuthi nxa lifuna ukuzothola imali liya-aplaya njani and ama-projects enu kumele eme njani. Uminista ufundisa ama-youth ukuthi nxa lifuna ukuthola imali lani libumbe ama-business models anjani. And ukhulume kakhulu ukuthi njengama-youth sibonisane sibili sishare ama-ideas ama-experiences ethu eku-business ukwenza ukuthi lathi kusasa singenze ama-mistakes ayenziwa lomunye lomunye.
Sibone ukuthi kuhlelo lolu bekule panel lapho abatsha abakumsebenzi etshiyeneyo bathinte indaba yokutholakala kwemisebenzi elizweni ngesikhiwa bathi i-job creation. Njengoba abatsha abaningi bakhala ngokutholakala kwemisebenzi elizweni, awusitshela ukuthi ingcwethe bezikhona zitheni mayelana ngendaba yemisebenzi?
Namhla sifundisa ukuthi singami ukuthi sinike umsebenzi kumbe sidinga umsebenzi, lathi kumele sikhangele ukuthi asikwanisini ukuthi sizivumbele imisebenzi, siqalise ama-projects azasihambisa phambili. ngikhuluma kanje nje ngathi esenze umthakaso wethu we-keep pile clean siyakwanisa ukuthi singadobha izivisa siyakwanisa ukuzirecycla and esesikwanisa ukuthi ngathi sithole imali phambi kwalokho.
Ngombono wakho ungathi inhlelo zikahulumente ziyasiza na ekuthuthukisweni kwabatsha elizweni?
Kakhulu kuyanceda abantu kakhulu ngoba khuluma kanje ama-youth amaningi sethole i-information eningi ngaphakathi kwama-business. Siyajabula ngoba sesikwazi ukuthi i-Impa Bank iyanika imali, siyajabula ngokwazi ukuthi i-Ministry of Youth iyanika imfundo, siyajabula futhi ngokuthola ithuba lokuthi sikhulume lamanye ama-youth aku-business bashiye ama-ideas sabonisana ukuthi hayi mina ngake ngahamba le business leli ngaphambanisa laphana nalaphana. So lathi kusinika i-direction ukuthi lami ngafuna ukuqalisa enye i-project ngingasoze ngenza i-sex-tenza ngabanye.
Lowo ngumnumzana Tondera Ishoko ongumunye wabasakhulayo obesemhlanganweni we-inaugural Youth Indaba uxoxele Studio 7 ecingweni eseHarare. Umumo uqhubeka umubi ezibhedlela, odokotela besehluleka ukusebenza ngokusilela kwempahla yokusebenzisa kuselatshwa abadinga uncedo lwesiphangiphangi kuphela. Lokhu kwenzakala ugatsha lwezempilakahle lusithi soluphiwe isigidi semali samadola avela kwabogatsha lwezemali ezasetshenziswa ukuthenga impahla edingakalayo. UMavis Gama usethulela okuningi ngalolu daba.
Umphathintambo wogatsha lwezempilakahle lokulondolozwa kwabantwana uDr. Obadiah Moyo uthi bayaluqakathekisa uhlangothi lwezokulondolozwa kwempilo yabantu kungaleso sizatho behle bagijima ukuyakuzwa izikhalazo zabodokotela osenior doctors asebehlabe umkhosi bekhala ngesimo sokuswelakala kwempahla yokusebenzisa ezibhedlela.
I am here as the enabler in the system and also
owami umsebenzi ngokubona ukuthi okukhalazwa ngakho kuyatholakala. Udokotela bebengakhalalanga umsebenzi njengalokho osekuthiwa ngabantu. Bebesebenza ngokwesibanga esiphansi kubangelwa yokusilela kwempahla eyokusebenzisa lemithi yokwelapha abagulayo. Siyazi sonke ukuba iyasilela kakhulu imali yakwamanye amazwe. Lezijeso zomnotho ezabekelwa inkokheli ziphazamisa imisebenzi kahulumende.
Kodwa uZulu uthi usediniwe ngezithembiso ezihlezi zisenziwa nguhulumende sikhathi sonke nxa kuthe kwavela inkinga esazimhlophe ukuthi akukho azokwenza oqhuba imisebenzi yokucubungula enhlanganisweni yeZimbabwe Democracy Institute ZDI. Umnumzana Bekezela Gumbo usola inkulumo kahulumende athi ilulaza okwenzakala ezibhedlela elizweni.
Mina ngiyeso ngihambe lecholocho ngibona uTVini ungama uyomakinika konke kula maphilisi everywhere. Ngathi sizomuntu ephikise kodwa uphikise sithi amadokotela ade strikela nje ukuphuza ukudileya wathi amadokotela strikela ukuhlola ukuswelakala kwalezinto. Sizibonele ukuthi sile inkinga kahulumende.
Ugumbo uchaze uhulumende okhona njengohulumende okhathalela nje ukuba semandleni wokubusa kuphela. Okwakhe kuyikubona ukuba uqhubeka ebambelele kumandla alawo engelani lokulondolozwa kukaZulu.
Njengokuthi kungagayela laba abantu abasibusayo labo hamba kwenzaba isibhedlela, abanye bezibhedlela bahamba belatshwa phandle kwelizwe, abanye ungahamba ivini ebhorodeli bona ngathola zonke izinto zikhona kungani ngenye indawo engasuko engikwezibabo. So uhulumende bonke esibalisa kuthiwa ama-dictatorship anjalo vele baqala bona ezibeungibona lezi muli zabo bephethwe kahle belempilakahle abalandaba lokuthi abantu kuhambanjani.
Kunsukwana esanda kwedlula odokotela abakhulu ama-senior doctors ngesingisi esibhedlela se-Parinyathwa Group of Hospitals batshengisele bekhalaza ngenkinga ababhekane lazo okubalisa ukuswelakala kwempahla yokusebenzisa lemithi. Lokhu ngokokuqala ukuthi odokotela abakuzinga laphezulu bethatha leli nyathelo ngoba sonke isikhathi bekusiba ngodokotela abasacathulayo ama-junior doctors akade betshengisela kokuphela phezu kodaba olufanayo kuphele ngezithembiso nje kuphela. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare ngingu-Mavis Gama.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC.
Inhlanganiso kahulumende ehlela izilinganiso zomomo elizwe eZimbabwe National Statistics Agency ZimStats ithi isilinganiso sokugukudeka komnotho welizwe eseinflation siwile kusukela ngozibandlela ngomnyaka odluleyo kusiya kunyanga edluleyo ngesilinganiso sokwedlula kancinyane okuthathwe ekhulwini 3%. Embikweni ewethule namuhla iZimStats ithi lokhu kubangelwa yikukhuphuka kwentengo yempahla mahlayana lanxa sokunganeno sikhuluma nje. Asizweni umbono wengcwethi ecubungula ezomnotho, umnumzana Bernard Bekilizwe Ndlovu ngalolu daba.
The moment ungena kufani market ubiza i-currency yakho imali ngoba what FNB I think shone sakubona ukuthi babe zabo ukuphila benzinganaso mali but besenza imali vele. If indaba zepolitics zingalungiswanga, izadliwa vele ivalu yemali whether siyafuna umbe asifuni. Singazama ukuthi siyaqila but ama-principles awa-economy azoyigebha kuphela imali ekugcineni sine sijuphe futhi ngamadoda. So kubekwini khona ke abantu bazokwenza ama-measures abazazama ukwenza. I-biggest measure is to correct ama-economic problems.
Singakubona kusenzakala lokho okukhulunywa ngusibalukhulu webhanga le-reserve ukuthi kuzaba ngcono ekupheleni komnyaka.
Angakufisa yena uMangunja and I think siyakwazi futhi sonke ukuthi umuntu ukuze umthembe ukuze ukuthi uhambe naye loko umuntu wangena emotweni yakhe ekudrayive akabe lokho ephuthuza imoto sinje ufike epointini wongavele ungamthembe ngoba ukwazi ukuthi uyakwazi ukuphila athi kuzani kuzani. UMangunja already akuba good experience naye siyamazi ukuthi uyapromises ukuthi not what elifaka abathi ngama-economies i-bad money. That case is good money. Why can we say it is a long shot? Kodwa okwenzakalayo siyakwazi. So hamba abantu nabo sokusebenziswa ngumuntu ofanayo izinto esikwazi ukuthi zivayoleta ama-principles esiwaziyo sona esokusimthemba. So angikuboni kuzoyenzakala khona okufunywa ngumanguza isifiso izojepha imali yezimbabwe whether siyathanda kumbasirana.
Uhulumende uthi imizamo yakhe yokuthi intengo yempahla ingakhuphuki kakhulu iyabonakala ngoba ayikhwelanga kakhulu lokho kuthiwa yi-month to month price increases.
Akula lizwe elake lathi bengalikhontrola ama-prizes lakhula ku-economy. Lokhu ngakwenza temporarily but ekugcineni okuzenzela ukuthi i-economy izowa ngoba awuvumeli i-free market yezinto awukhontrola ama-prizes. So ekugcineni futhi ukuyilimaza ukuyidukula enyaweni wehluleka ukubaleka lokho.
Lowo ngumnumzana Bernard Bekilizwe Ndlovu, ingcwethi ecubungula ezomnotho, uxoxa le-Studio 7 ecingweni ese-South Africa. Silokhu sikudaba olufanayo sokusungulwe inhlanganiso ezimeleyo elwela ilungelo labathengi e-National Consumer Rights Association ngenjongo yokulwela amalungelo abathengi eZimbabwe. Inhlanganiso le isungulwe koBulawayo namhlanje ngelanga lokukhuthaza ukuhlonitshwa kwamalungelo abathengi emhlabeni jikelele le-Consumer Rights Day. Ukusungulwa kwayo kuza ngesikhathi abathengi bekhonona ngokukhwela kumahlayana kwentengo ezitolo. Inhlanganiso le ithi izasebenzelana ndawonye lezinye inhlanganiso ezifana le-Consumer Council of Zimbabwe le-Standard Association of Zimbabwe. Isikhulumeli salinhlanganiso umnumzana Efidlela Ncube uchazisela uNtungameli Nkomo we-Studio 7 okuningi ngalolu daba.
Amalungelo abathengi ngamalungelo abantu, lokho esithi consumer rights are human rights, afanele avikelwe njengawo wonke amalungelo. Kodwa uzananzelela ukuthi kuwo wonke amalungelo esiwavikelayo lawa-ke abathengi kasi zange sasukumela ngendlela efaneleyo. Ngokunjalo-ke uyabona ukuthi amakhampani abamabhizinisi lo hulumende kazange wavikela ngendlela efaneleyo amalungelo abathengi. Bahamba baphathwe kabi kuyo yonke indawo, nxa ungena e-supermarket kumbe uthengi airtime kayihlali, nxa uthenga idata kayihlali, kulezinto ezininzi ezihluphayo ezingaphathi kahle abantu. Ngakho-ke le nhlanganiso iyakhelwe ukuthi ivikele abantu kusuka namhlanje kusiya phambili. Ukulimala komthengo yedwa yikulimala kwethu sonke, esithi thina an injury to one is an injury to all. Wonke umuntu sizavikela nasindawonye. Ungananzelela kuze kufike lesi sikhathi ukusithi nxa ule nkinga esitolo ngiyakho wedwa, ungathenga isinkwa esibolileyo kumbe inyama ebolileyo ngokuqondene nawe kakho umuntu oza kuncedisa. Kodwa kusuka namhlanje kusiya phambili isikhona inhlanganiso yokuvikela abantu, yokusukumela abantu, ibizwa kuthiwa yi-National Consumer Rights Association. kanti ke futhi siyethule ngalolu suku lanamhlanje okuthiwa iWorld Consumer Rights Day, okulusuku lapho abantu bethokozela ukuvikela amalungelo abathengi. Kusuka namhlanje kusiya phambili ke siza nqondana nqolo uhulumende laba amabhizinisi ukuthi sikubone ukuthi umuntu othenga uphathwa ngendlela efaneleyo, abhadalele into efaneleyo, iquality efaneleyo, abhadalele izinto ezilenani elifaneleyo, kungabi khona ukuhlukunyezwa ekuthengeni.
Abathenga bangathanda ukuza kini ukuze khalaza balithola ngapi?
Sizatholakala kuzo zonke izindawo, kuwo wonke amadolobha, kuzo zonke izigaba, ama-district, sisesasiya kumawadi. Njengoba sengike ngatshintsha laphana, kuza kwethula ama-phone number, kuza kwethula ama-ofisi lapho esiyabe sitholakala khona ngokuya kwesithathu.
Lowo ngumnumzana Efihlela Ncube, isikhulumeli senhlanganiso ekhankaselayo ukulondolozwa kwamalungelo abathengi e-National Consumer Rights Association, yona esungulwe namuhla. Izulu elilolaka elibangelwe liyezi eliphiwe igama elithi Cyclone Idai seliqalile ukudala umonakalo eZimbabwe ngemva kokubulala abantu abedlula ikhulu lamachumi amahlanu eMozambique laseMalawi. EZimbabwe lelizulu lidilize izakhiwo esigabeni seManicaland njalo likhangelelwe ukuna izigabeni zeMashonaland Central, eMaswingo, leBinga, kodwa kwezinye izigaba kukhangelelwe ukuthi liza kuba lingelalaka. Uhulumende ubikwa enze umhlangano wesiphangiphangi eqoqa ukuthi kungancediswa njani abangafinyelelwa yileli zulu.
Belikwazi na ukuthi iStudio 7 isikhona ekuseni ngo-6:30 kusukela ngomvulo kusiya ngolwesihlanu? Lalelani indaba ezimxoxo ekuseni lantambama kumagagasi ethu athi 909 medium wave kushort wave 4930 6065 15460 laku 13860 kHz.
Umsekeli kamongameli webandla le-MDC, Mnumzana Morgan Komichi, utholakale lecala lokuphazamisa ukuqhutshwa kokwethula kwempumela yokhetho, wahlawuliswa imali engamadola angamakhulu amabili, $200. Inyanga ezintathu zisusiwe nxa engadala icala elifanayo kuminyaka emihlanu elandelayo. Ukolunye udaba lwemthethwandaba idalele High Court koBulawayo. NgoLwesithathu liyale ukupha ithuba lokuhlawula imali yesibambiso sebail kumtshayeli wendizamtshina yebutho uTashinga Rufaro Edward Musonza obhekwane lecala lokubulala owayelwela ilungelo likazulu unkosazana Lucy Duve ayethandana laye. UAnastasia Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba ekobulawayo.
Ehleli eHigh Court koBulawayo umahluli uJustice Martin Makonese akumthathanga mizuzo ethile ukuthi alahle isicelo sokuhlawula imali yesibambiso ibail kaMusonza, kodwa kavezanga izizathu zokumlandulela isicelo sakhe. UMusonza ucalwa ngokubulala isithandwa sakhe unkosazana Lucy Duve oneminyaka engamachumi amathathu lambili 32 obeligqwetha eqhatshwe inhlanganiso ezimeleyo eGweru. UMusonza uqale ukuma edalele High Court eGweru mhlaka 28 kunyanga edlule, lapho abelensolo waphanyeka udaba lwakhe edalele Constitutional Court esola okuthize ngokuhlala kwedale kwalabo ababizwa ngesilungu okuthiwa ngama-assessors. Ngelanga lokubhubha kukaLusi, uMasonza wayesendlini kaLusi eGweru ku-16 Acacia Road eWindsor Park, lapho okwaba lokungazwani phakathi kwabo. Kubikwa uMsonza wayecala umuyi ngokuba uthandana labanye abantu abathile, lapho uMsonza okubikwa watshaya kabuhlungu uLusi waze wabaleka endlini engagqokanga. Kubikwa uMsonza wamlandela umuyi wangena laye emoteni yakhe watshayela waya eJosiah Thungamirai Airbase, waya emzini kaHimalaya Makwenjere ayecala umuyi ukuba uthandana laye. Lapho afika khona waqhubeka emtshaya umuyi. umunye kubiwa wazama ukubaleka kodwa umsonza wamgijimisa wamthola waqala njalo ukumchaya ekhanda lesifubeni esewele phansi lapho umakwenjere azama ukubamba umsonza ukuba angaqhubeki echaya umuyi kodwa kwehlula ngemva kokuchaya umuyi umsonza wamthwala njalo wamusa endlini kanokuthula amathikithi eWindsor Park waya laye njalo eJosiah Thungamirai Airbase ezama ukusiza umuyi ukuba athole usizo kodwa kwehlula. Umuyi kubikwa wathwalwa nguThawanda Munyari wamusa esibhedlela eClaybank Hospital lapho athi efika khona kwabikwa ukuba usefile okwabangela ukuba umsonza abotshwe. Igqwetha elimele umsonza uThaboka Fatima Nyathi owemakhiya and partners uchaza impumela yedale.
I-application ye-chair bail idismisiwe. Ama reasons for i-dismissal were not read in this court because I see court ebalama ama izizathu. So the operative part was that bail application has been dismissed.
Unyathi uchasise ukuba umsonza uzathonisiswa amacala akhe onke esuka entilongweni.
Uzathonisiswa amacala akhe onke evelela entolongweni.
Uthashinga Musonza uleminyaka engamachumi amabili lasifica munwemunye 29 njalo ungumchayeli wendizamchina e-Air Force of Zimbabwe eJosiah Thungamirai Airbase eGweru. Ubhekane lecala lokubulala aliphikayo. Umsonza usezathonisiswa esuka ejele njalo amagqwetha akhe azaziswa ngempumela ye-Constitutional Court kulandela ukulandulelwa imali yesibambiso i-bail. Ngimela iStudio 7 ngiwobulawayo ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Kwesevela kwamanye amazwe kulabantu abangamachumi amane lesishiyagalolunye abadutshuliweyo bafa ensontoni yabosokholo lwesimoslem ngole New Zealand namhla kwabotshwa amadoda amathathu lowesifazana oyedwa. Umqeqeshi weqembu le-FC Platinum uNorman Mapheza uthi bakhangelele ukunqoba iqembu le-Esperance emdlalweni wabo wokugcina kumncintiswano we-CAF Champions League ozaqhutshelwa enkundleni ye-Barber Fields koBulawayo. Intathe yezindaba ethu ezemidlalo uJoseph Ntshantshi usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Iqembu le-FC Platinum seliphelelwe ngumphako kumncintiswano walonyaka we-CAF Champions League ngemva kokuba lenelise ukuthola imiklomelo emibili kuphela kwimidlalo emihlanu. Loba kunjalo umqeqeshi waleli qembu uNorman Mapheza uthi bazadlala bele njongo yokunqoba emdlalweni wabo wokugcina kulo mncintiswano abazawudlala le qembu le-Esperance lase-Tunisia kusasa enkundleni ye-Barber Fields.
We play our game to win.
Yonke imidlalo esiyidlalayo sidlalela ukuthi sinqobe. Asisoze sithi njengoba sesiphumile kumncintiswano ngcono siyephunga ukudlala nje. Angenzi njalo mina. Yikho ke sizadlala silo mdlandla esasilawo ngesikhathi siqala lo mncintiswano we-CAF Champions League okutsho ukuba sizadlala sinqanele ukunqoba kusasa.
Iqembu le-FC Platinum yilo elijeke amanye amaqembu engananeni yesibaya sikagroup B lile miklomelo emibili kuthi ngakolinye icele iqembu le-Esperance yilo elihlezi ziphezu kwenganane lile miklomelo elitshumi lanye. Lesi simo sitsho ukuba iqembu le-Esperance livele yilo elizaphutha imidlalo yezibaya lihlezi phezu kwesibaya sikagroup B loba lingaze linqotshwe liqembu le-FC Platinum ngoba iqembu elihlezi endaweni yesibili eleHoroya Athletic Club elasekini lile miklomelo eyisikhombisa okutsho ukuba lingenelisa ukubuthelela imiklomelo elitshumi kuphela nxa linganqoba ele-Orlando Pirates kusasa khona lekule kini. Iqembu le-Orlando Pirates lona lile miklomelo eyisithupha okutsho ukuba kumele linqobe ukuze lirhwithe eleHoraya lilandele ele-Esperance kwisigaba esilandelayo soncintiswano. Amaqembu azaphutha imidlalo yezibaya ehlezi endaweni ezimbili eziphezu kwengalane yiwo azadlulela kwisibaya esilandelayo soncintiswano. Kusenjalo iqembu le-FC Platinum lizabe lingelabadlali abathathu elibathembeliwe ababalisa uGift Bello, uKelvin Moyo kanye loKelvin Matsongwe. Iqembu leli livele liphatheke kubi ngokuthi lomdlalo usudlalelwa enkundleni e-Barber Fields ngemva kokuba inhlanganiso ye-CAF ilithathele imvumo yokuba lidlalele imidlalo yalo yomncintiswano we-CAF enkundleni yalo eMandava ngesizathu esokuthi indawo zokuhlala ezisedolobheni lasezishabane azilungelanga ukuhlala amaqembu akwamanye amazwe. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngoBulawayo nguJoseph Ntshantshi.
Gucci, Woza, Woza, Friday, my darling. Woza, Friday, I'm 7.
Woza Friday namuhla sehamba lomculi we hip hop u King Jury yena ohlabela ise South Africa untungamile inkomo usipha loludaba ngugcweleyo.
U King Jury ngomhlabeleli osacathulayo odabuka ePlumtree esigabeni sako Mabulana njalo igama lakhe lokuzalwa nguWayizingwenya. Okwamanje kakethuli idlalade kodwa ulama singles adla ubhedu ngitsho lasemsakazweni yakwele South Africa. Akoqela le ethi Dream On yona ayihlabele ebamsane lomunye njalo umculi weZimbabwe uyelani.
I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm grinding, I'm grinding, I'm living, I'm making this thing, yeah. This is my dream, yeah, to keeping on grinding. I'm not bragging, I took all the cheat, now presented to the investment election.
Nangu uKing Jury elonda indlela ayihambileyo kwezomculo ehlangana lengxaki ezijiyeneyo aze abe kuleli zinga asekulo.
Ukuhlabela ngiqale ngo-2015 bengisasekhaya ke ngaleso sikhathi. Then kwahamba kwahamba ngiswela ama-studios ngizama nami ukuthi ngirekhode, azama ukurekhoda ingoma zangaphumela iphandle ngenxa yokuthi i-sound quality nama-studios ebengekho that good, so bekungenayo indlela yokuthi ngingarivisa lezo ngoma. But angizange ngiyaphela amandla ke to mnyaka ka-2016 ngafika la endaweni yaseGoli ngahlangana nomngane wami uYelani saqalisa ke ukupractisa sapractisa up until sashaya ingoma last year bethi yona Dream On.
UKing Jury uthi uphiwa umdlandla ngabaculi be-hip hop abafana loCasper Nyovest. Ubugabazi lobuciko bakhe buphuma sobala kundlikizane yakhe le ethi Levels.
It's all about levels, I'm meaning the levels. My team is on levels, King Jury on the grind. I've too many stories, I've too many records. Hustling the end, I dislike it so hard. I'm not burning bridges, but I'm facing the future. I'm afraid of my voice to be mad.
I read the thoughts, I don't make it clear. But I'm can say, life is so sweet, I know so easy. That's why I'm always praising my God, my God.
Abangathanda ukuxhumana lawe bakuthola ngaphi Jury?
Kufacebook ngisebenzisa igama elithi King Jury on the grind. Uyahamba kula laphana ufike ulike ipage, then kuwhatsapp inumber yami ithi 0810072363. Ngiyaphinda njalo 0810072363. Uma ngabe ufuna ukungithinta ungaphandle kweSouth Africa ningakhohlwa ukufaka icode ethi 00270+27.
Yeah, it's I'm on the grind. Yeah, King Jury on the grind. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, alright. Standing in line, my friends in my crew. They told me let's grind. That's I'm on the grind. The school police bring us to pull up my socks. I'm here for the stand, not for the cash. But from the start, it wasn't easy. Sometimes I was paying just to perform. They took advantage. It was a deep grind. I won't forget.
Sometimes in life, the big difference, different step. Different vision and like to slip. Would never be something that you ended in legend. Legend.
Abalandeli bona ubatshiyela wapha amazwi.
Ngibonga kakhulu abalaleli ngokusinikeza indlebe, ngiphinde ngibonge nabalandeli ngosekelo abasinikeza lona imihla namalanga singabaculi. Ngithi ngiyabonga kakhulu ngoba bengazi nje ukuthi i-hip hop izothula usekelo olungaka eZimbabwe, but kuyangijabulisa lokho ukuthi uma ngikhipha ingoma in less than 24 hours ilisithole more than 500 downloads. Lokho kubonisa isupport enkulu kakhulu kubantu bakithi. Ngiyabonga kakhulu.
Siyabonga King Jury uyinqwele mfana kithi, uqhubeke uyibambe kanjalo.
Lo ngumculi we-hip hop uKing Jury yena ohlabela eSouth Africa obexoxa lo ntungamili esigqibela uhlelo lamhlanje olivalelisayo. Ngusithandekile ngikhona pha eWashington DC.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kustudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.